Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eagers Heating and Air Conditioning.
But the work of the Office of the Attorney General and these special deputies has concluded.
And I will not be distracted from that job.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
Republican, conservative, senators, and congressmen doing the moral equivalent.
Even Fox has vaccination requirements.
The budget reconciliation bill is really the big thing here.
USA!
Good morning and welcome to the Mark Cox Morning Show. My name is Mike Elam. That is male spelled backwards, in case you didn't get that. You like that, Denise?
I like that.
So there you go.
I didn't really think about that.
E-L-A-M-M-A-L-E.
All right.
So sad story. I'm 22 years old. A telemarketer calls, and I'm talking to her, and blah, 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 blah. She says, what's your name? I said, Mike Elam. She goes, how do you spell that? I said, E-L-A-M. She goes, oh, male spelled backwards. I went, yeah.
So
I called my dad
22?
And I said, hey, did you realize our last name spelled backwards is Elam? And he's like, yeah, son, I knew that. And I'm like, I can't prove it, but I think that is the moment my father became a strong proponent of kids wearing helmets, because his kid obviously had something happen. Anyway,
he could have pointed that out to you, you know.
You know, I could have been more observant. I get it. I take ownership of that. Probably wasn't there. So Denise is here. Carl is here. Hi. I am here. And we have got all kinds of stuff to talk about today. And none of it's good. That's not true. Some of it's good.
True.
We actually have the story that I am the most excited about. We have an Olympic athlete who is proud to represent the U.S. of A.
That is music to my ears.
How about that? Yeah. Like, no.
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it. And I'm so happy I get to represent USA.
That's awesome.
I saw that on TV and I was just like.
Oh, they actually aired that on TV?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. Well, they aired it on Fox. I don't know.
No, it was on NBC.
Was it on NBC? Yeah. How did that get through this?
It's the Olympics. Of course it's on NBC.
It had to be on NBC. Those are your two choices. It was on NBC because they had to, or Fox.
Nobody, you know, putting their arms up. Nobody putting, you know, shirts over their head, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's someone who actually said, by golly, I live in the greatest country in the world, and I am so honored that I get to represent them. And she's going to buy her mom a food truck.
Yes. Oh, that sounds good.
How about that? She says my mom is a really, really, really good cook. She cooks barbecue. And she's going to get her mom a food truck. That is just freaking awesome.
I love it.
I am so excited about the fact that I have an athlete I can be so proud of. Simone Biles got back in the game.
Yeah.
She got a bronze. I think Suni Lee was probably more excited for her than she was for herself when she won. I watched her on the side when she was going through the balance beam stuff. And you could see Suni Lee doing all the moves kind of with her. On the side, and she's just moving and jiving. I'm like,
they all
look
know
at
each
Jan.
Other's routines like their own.
Oh, and she was so pulling for her.
That's
it's
great.
Like, look, I'm starting to get. I'm granted, we got what, a week left of the Olympics.
Just a couple days, isn't
only
it?
Only a couple
few
days.
More days.
Oh, great! So at the end of the Olympics, I'm finally excited about the Olympics being on. I got to tell you, I'm part of that crew that made a 33-year low in Olympic viewing because I have not been excited about it. When you've got athletes who go to represent your country with the rest of the world, and they just crap all over your country, you're like, I really don't want to watch you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got the girls' soccer team that I've always been so excited about. I was not excited about them at all. And I got to tell you, this is so sad. When they lost, I wasn't that upset. I'm like, yeah, karma's a bitch, isn't it?
I think that's part of the majority there, at least of people that were watching.
Four days left.
Yeah.
4 days. Okay.
Through the 8th. So you have it through the 8th, and then the marathon is always the last.
So I can watch through my daughter's birthday. Hey!
Happy birthday.
The marathon's always the last thing?
Yeah.
It's
tradition, you know.
Okay.
There you go.
You need to say her name.
Megan?
Yes. First say your daughter's name.
So my daughter's name is Megan.
And the Olympic wrestler. Oh, yeah. This was a wrestler. This is the first Olympic wrestler that American has won.
Oh, that's I didn't know that either. That's awesome.
She is the first. So she's African-American, mm-hmm. female gold medalist.
And
right?
The first gold medalist in wrestling from the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. And that was her that
Tamira
Mensa Stock. Yes.
That's
Tamira
great.
Mensa Stock. How about that? That was just awesome. And the reporter was asking her about it. She's like, "I, it feels amazing representing the USA. I freaking love living here. I freaking love you, Tamara. So congratulations." So anyway, hey, you don't have to wear a mask if
in
you're
the county.
in St. Louis County. Mm-hmm. If you're in the city, sorry, mask up, baby. Especially
if
you're indoors.
In the city right now.
Well, you know. And we're in a studio, so we're supposed to be masked up anyway, right?
No.
Luckily, we have social distancing for everything.
We do. We're very far away from each other, if that makes everyone feel better.
So I was doing, I had this voiceover project I was doing last night, and the guy who was my editor, we did this remotely, right? So I voiced it in my studio and sent it to him, and it turns out he's got COVID. Right.
Oh.
So he was cutting this stuff up, and I said, "Did you get a shot?" And he said, "No, I didn't get the shots." He goes, "But everybody that I was working with, they all have the vaccine. Two shots up. Four of them are the ones who got positive mm-hmm. for COVID. And they gave him COVID."
Oh.
And he's like, "Really? Awesome. This is so exciting." He's like, "You guys got the shots. I didn't. And you gave me COVID." I'm like, there is so much that we don't know about COVID to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, "You know, they're making this stuff up as we go along." I said, "Yes,
yes,
we are. We're all making this up as we go along." We are going to talk about New York and the cesspool of what it is. We are going to talk about, you know, Cuomo's out. Well,
what?
Yeah, not so much.
No,
I mean, maybe.
Not.
I mean, Biden's finally calling for him to go. Kristen Gillibrand is now on board.
Sure.
He needs to go, right?
It's still not going to happen.
No, because he's got friends in the legislature and they're not going to impeach him and he's not going to go.
Yep.
So we will see. I mean, it could be they could impeach him and he could turn around and get reelected. I mean, Marion Barry went to prison for smoking crack and then came back. We're back in the game, man. Let's get back involved in that. Bill de Blasio continues to be an idiot. I mean, he finds new ways to just say stupid stuff. And he finds new ways to destroy what supposedly was the greatest city in America. But he finds new ways to lower the bar. There's just more and more and more that we look around us and you go, it's like I said the other day. My friend said there would be handbaskets. I'm looking for my handbasket. If we're going to go to hell, I was supposed to get one on the trip. But nobody's giving me my handbasket
yet.
Denise
hadn't heard it yet.
Nope.
So,
that worked for me. That was good.
There you go. I was told there would be handbaskets.
Last night I was at Foo Fighters, and I sat next to, at the end of my row, so six people down.
So it was pretty much right next to you.
I had to squeeze by him twice to use the restroom.
And it was?
Robert Bortuzzo from your St. Louis Blues.
How about that?
Awesome.
I'm like, hey, that's Bort. He's jamming out at a Foo Fighters concert.
Was it a good show?
It was fantastic.
Good.
Everything that you thought it would be.
So Carl's going to do 30 shows in 70 days.
No, I've been to three shows in 5 days.
So he's on track.
I went to bed at one, woke up 2 hours and 10 minutes later.
He may have to get a loan to pay for all the concert tickets, or
no.
I don't know.
No,
Carl.
I played, super connected. I played the music after the show. That's why I got home at 1.
Ah.
In the VIP club, if you walked by the VIP club and you heard the Foo Fighters Bee Gees album, that was me.
Awesome.
See, it's awesome to be Carl, isn't it?
Sometimes.
You're like just,
sometimes.
You're connected to all the cool people. You're hanging in the VIP club.
Not in about 5 hours when I'm dragging ass, but.
Well, there is that.
There's coffee.
So,
for that.
Honor of me hanging out, not really, with Robert Portuzzo, here's our national anthem.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we know that this is what's going to turn the tide. And we also know that people are going to get a really clear message. If you want to participate in our society fully, you got to get vaccinated. You got to get vaccinated. It's time. All the answers, all the information's out there. You've seen over 160 million Americans get vaccinated safely. You've seen it make the difference. The only reason we're having the recovery is vaccination. So it's time.
You want to eat? You want to work out? You want to attend events? Show me your papers. You have your papers? Welcome to New York.
I can't believe this.
I can't either.
You want to go eat inside? Show me your stuff. You want to go to workout? Show me your papers. You want to go to a concert? Foo Fighters. You want to sit next to fancy St. Louis Blues players? Nah. Show me your passport. Then you're going to be able to get in. It's crazy to think about how quickly we've gotten to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would have thought 2 years ago that we would be here, right? You're going to have to show me this to get in. Where's your passport? I want to see you get into this place. And what's amazing is all the candidates who have come to the forefront to be mayor of New York are about as anti de Blasio as you could possibly get. He's doing everything he can to get rid of law enforcement. He's doing everything he can to placate all these folks who want to be lawbreakers and don't want to get along. And the new candidates coming in, both Republican and Democrat, are going, nope, we're putting new cops out. We're bringing back the special gang units. We're going to bring back a special gun unit. We're going to make this happen. I don't know where they are on the vaccine passports. And I don't know how far this is going to go. Obviously, in Missouri, that ain't happening. Have you got your passport ready? Are you ready? You ready to go eat? You know?
I can't. I can't believe this is real.
It's just amazing to me of how things have changed and how quickly that we've gotten to that point. And I don't want to be one of those people who's this conspiracy theorist. I'm really trying to not be that guy. But you just look at some of this. I know.
You just said it.
Wasn't it Rahm Emanuel who said, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. There you go. So, I mean, I think that's what they found. We've got this door opening here that you can walk through and you can take advantage of whatever you want. We were just talking about off the air of I'm flabbergasted about Cori Bush sleeping outside the Capitol and thinking that, hey, if I go pretend I'm homeless and sleep out in front of the Capitol, then that's going to get everybody to change their idea on eviction moratoriums. That's not how it works. Like, you've got to understand the process. You're an elected House of Representatives member. There's only a limited number of folks who get this opportunity in their life to represent at the level that she's at. And she doesn't take the opportunity to get to know how the process works. Or, here we go, back to conspiracy theories. She's watching what happened with the squad. If you're new, you want to make people pay attention to you, do outrageous crap, and people will pay attention to you.
And it works.
It does. I mean, if you... Who would have paid attention to four freshman House reps a couple years ago, right? We never would have paid attention to them. You're new. Hey, go sit in the corner for a little while, kid. Find where the bathrooms are. We're going to show you how the process works. We're going to bring you along. That was the whole thing. We were going to get rid of the swamp. Well, maybe the swamp has some good attributes because at least they teach the new kids how the process works. And you don't go out and just say all kinds of stupid stuff and go, yeah, but that's not how it works. You've got to figure out how the process works. And this is where we're going to go. And she doesn't seem to care. She's just going to say whatever to get the headlines. And you go, that's one of my Missouri reps. I'm so proud, right? I feel it right here. I'm so excited that that could be the person that's going to say, I'm from Missouri. Like, crap. Right. Thanks. We're so excited. We keep making headlines, but I thought it was great this morning when I was driving in and I'm hearing national news talk about mask in St. Louis County. Not so fast. We're going to be able to wrap that up. And I thought, hey, maybe we're not going to look like the crazy kids.
But what do these businesses do? This is so confusing. I mean, are they really going to take their signs down for the next 2 weeks and go, okay, I don't know.
I don't think they can. I think they're going to
keep them up.
Yes.
And then just maybe not say anything to you or ask you if you happen to walk in without a mask, I guess.
Right.
But my question is, when you go in, if they do, it's just like, okay, is this your business policy, which I respect as a business that you have, or are you doing this because you're being told to by the county, which is now no longer true because it's on hold?
I think it depends on the business, but I think a number of businesses appreciate this because it gives them cover.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like if you walk in with one, if you don't, oh, okay, you do your thing.
Exactly. So there's some cover that gets in there, and it takes the onus off of them.
Yeah.
So I can appreciate that.
I can too.
Hey, speaking of masks and different policies around the region, we're going to talk with Steve Ellman and find out about the mask policy that's going on in St. Charles County on the Mark Cox Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Speaking of with the people, the St. Charles County executive, Steve Ellman, who is always with the people, is on the Mark Cox radio show this morning. Steve, how are you?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Steve was actually out with the people at the Red Bull Racing Pump Track World Championship qualifier this weekend, which is out in Darden Prairie. It is the nation's largest paved pump track in the United States, and it is in a St. Charles County park. And we had hundreds of people out for that, didn't we, Steve?
Oh, at least. That's pretty neat, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
Did you have any idea? It's
really cool. Steve, had you ever seen, before we got a pump track, had you ever seen these pump track races before?
No, I hadn't. And I had a hard time understanding how it even worked. It's, you know, they were telling me, yeah, it's a race, but you don't pedal. It's a race on a bike, but you don't pedal. I said, so you go downhill? I said, no, you're on flat ground, except you got a bunch of humps. And it's really neat. I really enjoyed it.
It's amazing. And these guys were flying around. The young man who won on the guy's side of the qualifier, I think he did that track in right at 22 seconds, which is amazing.
Wow.
You can't really appreciate it until you see it. But these guys are flying around this track, and if you don't take that curve just right, you can go flying off the track and head it off. But it was a great event. I was excited to see all kinds of people out. Ryan Graham and St. Charles County Parks Department deserves a big that-a-boy on making that one go so well. But things are going on in St. Charles County, Steve, and we don't seem to have the same COVID issues with mask, unmask in St. Charles that they have going on across the river in St. Louis County, do we?
No, at this point, I think we're a little bit better shape than they are, and I hope it stays that way. As I've been saying for the last year, Mike, and you've heard me at all the meetings, you know, we don't really look at cases. We look at hospitalizations and deaths. And it looks like, you know, we're not getting the kind of bump in those two areas. But here's a real problem, Mike, and we've been working for the last week to try to get our hospitalization numbers, and the hospitals have not been able to get those to us. So we hope this week we'll have some numbers that we can report to you and the council next week. But right now, we know the number of deaths, but we're not exactly sure on hospitalizations. And that's what we're really going to look at. Because, you know, last year we had about the same rate of infection as St. Louis County, but we had 23% fewer hospitalizations. And that's one of the reasons why we never even considered doing a mask mandate out here.
Well, and I appreciate the fact that you were talking about, and I saw it quite a bit on news from the governor of South Carolina. I saw him over the weekend talking about the fact that South Carolina was not going to do a mask mandate for much of the same reason that you talked about last year in St. Charles County. Why are you doing mandates that you cannot enforce? If there's no way to enforce that, then it's meaningless legislation. And why are you going to put that out there?
Yeah, so much of what we do is in that same category. I don't know if you saw the paper this morning, but, you know, now they're talking about St. Louis has told the people who were at the St. Louis County meeting that they need to quarantine because a single person who was there has been infected. Well, you know, Dr. Echols can say that, but does the city have or St. Louis County, do they have the manpower to go out and check and make sure anybody's quarantining? No. All of this works only if people believe in it and do it. And the fact of the matter is, when we started quarantines last year, I thought St. Charles County, the people did a great job of responding. But as we went through the year, we saw more and more people believing that it wasn't necessary or just worn out. So, you know, we need to continue to emphasize these things, but, you know, to mandate them, it's hypocritical.
Well, I think one of the things that you're seeing also is a lot of people, if you hear the talk, because St. Charles County did not have a mask mandate, they would assume that St. Charles County people are not going out and getting the vaccine. And that's really not the case at all. I believe St. Louis And St. Louis County and St. Charles County are pretty much neck and neck in the same percentage of their citizens having at least one shot.
Well, actually, Mike, we're a little behind, and I'm upset about that because I like to win. right now, Boone County is winning. They've got the highest percentage. St. Louis County is second, and we're about, it varies from day to day, we're about 0.2 to 0.5% behind. I'd love to go ahead and be ahead of them. But the fact of the matter is that St. Louis, St. Charles County are doing very well. On that, city of St. Louis is falling behind, and that's interesting because we in the media, it's all we hear about is all the outstate areas that have low vaccination rates, and nobody wants to talk about the city of St. Louis. And I don't understand why they're not both being covered.
The city of St. Louis seems to have quite a few issues going on these days. It turns out that at that St. Louis County meeting, it was a St. Louis City person who turned out to be the infected COVID person, which Carl and I have been talking about this morning of why were you even at that meeting? This had nothing to do with you. And then once again, we start hearing the issue of the jail has got problems again. And Mayor Jones wanted to shut down the workhouse, but now they're opening the workhouse back up because they need to move some people over to the annex to be able to take care of them while they fix the issues that are going on at the jail. It just seems to be here's one problem that goes into another. And the video of that is really kind of amazing if you see the video of what's going on inside the jail.
Well, Mike, you know that we've been paying a lot of attention to our jail the last couple of years, and it's 30 years old now. It needs some updates, but I can assure all the citizens out there that every lock works, and and it is secure, and nobody needs to worry about anybody getting out.
You know, a little-known fact, it turns out that if you have an effective lock on the door tends to stay shut more often. It's something that you may have missed, but who knew, right?
Oh, yeah, I hear they did a Harvard study.
And they probably paid $50,000 to find out. So having a working lock, does that work?
The taxpayers paid $50,000 to find out. Yeah.
Exactly, so we had to pay all this money.
More.
So as you see all these things that are going on around the region, how do you think that we're going to work this out? I mean, Tashara Jones seems to have one direction that she wants to go. Sam Page is kind of with her. The county council in St. Louis County is going against him. How do you think that's going to play out?
I don't know. We're going to just have to wait and see. But, you know, the fact of the matter is you got two types of people right now. You got people who want to get back to normal and people who don't. Okay. The only Republicans I know who don't want to get back to normal are the ones who manufacture masks and hand sanitizers.
They've got a little stake in that game, do they?
Yeah. But the rest of us pretty much want to get back to normal as quickly as we can do it safely. Okay. But again, you know, there's other people getting back to normal means you just need to start paying your rent again. It means you need to take that job that is going untaken right now. It means there's no more checks, you know, being sent from Washington to folks. And, you know, there's just a whole lot of problems with that. I mean, the eviction ban goes off today.
Yes.
And I need to read that case, that Supreme Court case that said that the Congress can do it, but the rest can't. It's an interesting issue because back in 1821, you know, we're going to be celebrating the bicentennial here in a week. The 9th of August is the 200th anniversary of the state of Missouri becoming a state.
There you go.
And St. Charles County, of course, as you know, was the first state capital. And one of the first bills that was passed was a bill. There was a terrible recession going on. And they passed a bill to delay foreclosures. They said no bank can foreclose for 6 months to give people a breathing spell. And the federal court at the time said, no, you can't do that. That's interference with contract. So I really don't understand how the federal government can interfere with a land, you know, with a lease and say, landlord, you've got to let these folks stay even though they're not paying you, when you've got to go ahead and make your mortgage payment. So there's a lot of unfairness there. And of course, there's a lot of people who deserve the kind of benefits they're getting. But as you know, there's always people who abuse them.
I'm curious to see what's going to be the fallout of the evictions actually being able to be done again, and what that's going to do to the real estate market, what that's going to do to the homeless community, and how that's going to play out. So it's going to be interesting to play out. But, Steve, I've always appreciated your comments when you talk about the COVID vaccine, and I'll let you go with this one, of saying, who should you listen to about getting the COVID vaccine?
Well, if you had cancer, you wouldn't listen to Mike Elam or Steve Ellman. You'd call your healthcare provider, and if you didn't like what they told you, you might get a second opinion. What I'm encouraging people is don't listen to politicians or to journalists. Call the healthcare provider, contact the people you trust, do what they tell you to do. That's what I did, and after doing that, I decided to get vaccinated back in March. And I'm glad that I did. But the most important thing is, follow what your people you trust tell you to do. And, you know, there's people out there who have thought about this a lot and decided not to be vaccinated. And, you know, I respect their opinion because they took the time to think about it. But I'm just afraid there's a lot of people out there, a lot of young people especially, that they're just not taking this seriously. They're not thinking about it. They're just putting it off. And we see that more and more. And, the people in St. Charles County, the people above 65, are about 90% of them are vaccinated.
There you go.
So the older folks have decided to do it. The ones who aren't vaccinated are the 20s and 30-year-olds. So I would encourage them, again, seek advice. Do what you're told.
That is St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman. Steve, thanks for taking the time to be on the
Mark
Cox
Mike.
Show today.
Enjoyed it.
It's the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Mark Cox today. And may the 4th be with you.
No.
It's not May, I don't think.
But it is
the 4th.
It is the 4th.
It is the 4th.
August the 4th.
See, so there we go. So it is Star Wars night at the ballpark, and we were just talking about the fact that Niece is going to the game tonight.
I am, yes.
And Carl is going to the game tonight.
I'm going because it is Star Wars night.
I had no idea it was Star Wars night.
And I completely missed that as well. It's one of those kind of things where you've been to the games already this year,
I've
right?
I've been to one, yeah.
And Carl, this is not your first?
Yes.
So you're bringing your Darth Vader mask and...
No, I'm going there to get the R2-D2 hoodie.
There's an R2-D2 hoodie?
Yeah, you had to pay the extra, like, $10 to get it.
Oh, I got the free seats.
Ah, so no hoodie for you.
No hoodie.
No hoodie for you, sorry. You will not be getting that. We are going on my daughter's birthday on the 8th. We are going. So my son is directing the scoreboard. So my son works on the scoreboard crew.
Okay. Nice.
And he will be directing all the stuff that happens on the scoreboard that night. So I'm very excited because... hopefully John's going to be able to put Megan's name up on the board. And I'm like, hey, it's your sister. Do something nice for her.
He's got to pull some strings there.
He's
sure.
Like, yeah, but it's my sister.
Have you men say something?
Well, maybe if I knew somebody like Carl who knew you, man, that would be awesome. But I'm not as well connected as we've already established.
But your son... could put a piece of paper in front of John and he would read it.
I don't know that
only Carl can say that.
I don't know that my son gets to interact with you, man.
They're in the same room.
But he has his own private security and he keeps the riffraff away.
That is very Johnny.
I mean, you don't get the opportunity to actually go interact with him.
John is very happy that shaking hands is a thing of the past now.
Well, there are a number of people who are like, you know, this distancing thing, can we just hang on to that? Yep. I'm good with the 6 feet. Like, you stay away. I like you at the other side of the room. Mm. You look much better from a distance. That's the things that I heard at a college bar just still work with me today.
Yeah.
You know, you're really good looking from across the room. If you would just stay over there, I continue to think you're good looking. The closer you get, the worse this goes.
Amy on Facebook, she's getting the hoodie tonight also.
Hey, way to go, Amy. So We've got all kinds of Star Wars folks that are coming in to play the game tonight.
It'll be Nerd Central tonight.
And hopefully it won't be five runs in the first inning given up. So many people are so excited to have John Lester back and pitching for us, and I mean that by saying no one.
Right. That didn't go so well last
night.
Once a Cub, always a Cub.
Except Lou Brock.
It's the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.